Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runner, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome back to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by Ironman U, by EverySite.com. RunCatalina.com, Catalina Eco Marathon coming up on Saturday, November 21st. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we've raised over $70 million to keep athletes in the game of life through sport. And you can check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com or on iTunes, where we've had over 700,000 downloads so far. Huge supporter of the Challenged Athlete Foundation joins us now. He is the main man behind Tri-California, Mr. Terry Davis. Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob.
Hey, well, first of all, if we're in November, it means it's time for people to start gearing up for Wildflower, which is always that first weekend in May. What's happening with Wildflower?
Well, I'm sitting in Monterey County, and it's raining now, so...
That's good!
That's the best thing, you know? So, you know, we're just moving forward with getting everything ready, and, you know, we're going to... do a couple of different things this year. We're going to actually, you know, on Saturday we'll again have the long course and the mountain bike triathlon, and then on Sunday we have the Olympic. But we've had a lot of people asking us about an on-road sprint, so we're going to do a sprint event on Sunday along with the Olympic. So that'll be.
Oh, I love that!
Yeah,
great idea.
Yep.
I know it's been tough. You had the with the drought. They had to drain Lake Nacimiento and Lake San Antonio, and that meant you had to do a two transition. You know, people had to go to another spot, do the swim, and then run to the transition for the bike, and then do the bike and run. But the people who actually have done that have really enjoyed that run between the swim and the bike, and then taking off that tough 2 miles that you had at mile, 11, 10, from 10 to 12.
Down to the pit. Yeah,
down that pit. So what has been the feedback been for you on that transition?
Well, I think, you know, what we've proven over the last couple of years is, you know, no matter what, we can provide an incredible race, and especially last year with the we did have the transitions, but, you know, we also were blessed with, clear water, but,
yep.
You know, we were, even with the drought in the third year, we still had enough water, and we will this year to do the race. And, you know, if we have to do it from Harris Creek, we can do it from there. And then actually the run is sort of cool because when you're running from Harris Creek back to Lynch, you're actually running under where you used to swim.
I know. I love that. It's actually really a cool visual when you see people running through what used to be the lake.
Yeah. You know, so you're like 20 feet below where you used to swim, you know, on the top there. So that's a really neat aspect of it. So, and then, you know, the bike course and then the run course, you know, taking that 2 miles off at the end. You know, by the time you get to there, you forget about the 2 miles you had after the swim. So that worked out well. So, you know, it's not the same as the old course, but it worked out really well. And I think people, you know, the greatest thing about Wildflower is really the camaraderie and the fellowship and the clubs and everybody getting to there, you know, and just really enjoying everybody, you know, the families, the kids, the grandparents, the parents, the, you know, your friends from Northern California or Arizona or Colorado or, you know, wherever they happen to come from, you know, all of us being together in one spot really with a common goal. And that's, you know, really just exercising for life and really, really enjoying nature.
The other aspect of Wildflower, obviously, is the history and the fact that in most races, people are staying in hotels and then sort of driving the race site here. The majority of people are camping, so there's this there's a bond that you gain from, yeah, you're racing against each other, but you're also hanging out with everybody from every year. You've got all the different campsites for all the different tri clubs from all over the country. And that hasn't changed.
Yeah, that hasn't. You know, we had, obviously a smaller crowd last year, but, you know, I think that, people really perceived that there wasn't going to be a race, you know, but now everybody knows that there's going to be a race. It's going to happen. It's going to be great no matter what it is. Yeah. And so, you know, I think, you know, you miss it one year and you're ready to come back, and hopefully we'll have, you know, more than we've had in the past.
I love it. And I think the addition of a sprint will be really good because I think some people will do the mountain bike tri on Saturday and do the sprint on Sunday.
Yeah.
And double up. And I know you've had a number of folks who do the long course on Saturday and the Olympic, and I bet some of those folks will be like, oh, wait, I can do a sprint instead? That might be a good thing.
Yeah. No, I think what's going to happen is we'll have the long course in the Olympic, or we'll have the mountain bike sprint and then the sprint, so they could do, you know, they can get a wildflower squared in that way, you know. So
love it.
That should be really good.
The other thing is, for years you've done an event at Alcatraz, and talk a little bit about this year. I think for the last few years it was a swim run, and this year it'll be a triathlon again.
Yeah, you know, we had our San Francisco Triathlon at Alcatraz for a couple of years, 2011, 2012, and then the America's Cup came to San Francisco.
Oh,
and,
that's right. Yeah.
And that eliminated all the races from Marina Green to down in that area to be able to happen during that time period. And then, you know, for the last 13, 14, and 15, the thing about the Alcatraz race is it has to do with tides and currents.
Yes.
And, you know, you can only race on a Sunday and because of the Presidio, and then you have to have tides, and they have to be going the right direction, and you have to be able to start at 7 a.m. to get done in the Presidio by 11. So there's, like, all the stars have to align for it to be able to happen. And so, you know, we put in permits the last couple of years and haven't been able to. Other things have kept us from doing it. So it looks like this year we're going to get to do that again. So we'll have, you know, the swim from Alcatraz, which is, you know, about 1.5 miles. Then we'll have a 20 mile bike, but, you know, we'll, by the Golden Gate Bridge and then out to Pacific Highway and back, and we're going to change it a little. We're going to be doing a two loop course that goes to the Pacific Highway and back, but doesn't go in Golden Gate Park. And then we'll do the run with the sand ladder and stuff like that. So you'll have a 20 mile bike and a 7 mile run. So we're excited about being able to do that again. And you know, we still have on May 29th, we have our Aquathon, which is a swim from Alcatraz and then running across the Golden Gate Bridge and back. Now, that's one that's really, really cool, you know, because, you know, there's no bike. But
you don't have to bring a bike with it. I like that.
You don't have to bring a bike. You can come and swim, and then, you know, running across the Golden Gate Bridge and looking back over the Alcatraz where you swam is pretty cool. So that's a great event that we do up there.
You'll do two events then, two Alcatraz events.
Yeah, we'll have two. We had two Alcatraz events last year. You know, but they were both aquathons.
Gotcha.
We usually try to do an aquathon in the spring, first of summer, and do one in late summer and early fall because they're so popular. You know, because it's hard to do them, and you know we think that and we've been told that we put on the best ones. So we try to keep those going for people to be able to do that, you know. And another thing that we've got going this year that's different is our triathlon at Pacific Grove is actually going to be in June this year instead of September. So the last 21 years, it's been in the second week in September. Well, this year we've moved it to the second week in June. So it'll be the 10th through 12th of June. And, you know, September and October just got so packed with,
triathlons
and races. And plus we have a lot of other events we do. We do the Giants race for the San Francisco Giants. And actually the only date they could get this year was September 11th, which is the date we normally run our Pacific Grove race on. So we said, okay, this is a good time to go to June. We've been wanting to do that. So, and it'll work out great because people can race Alcatraz.
Yep.
And then a month later, they'll still have their training up. They can do the triathlon of Pacific Grove. And then 6 weeks or 7 weeks later, they can do Alcatraz in on August 21st, the triathlon. And then about a month after that, they can do the Scott Tinley's triathlon in San Luis Obispo, which will be the 29th and 30th on October 1st, I think, that last weekend.
Wow. So you've got a busy season.
Yeah, it's going to be nice to get back and have them all going again. And, you know, we do the race, manage the Nike Women's Half Marathon in San Francisco. We do the Giants race, and we have a lot of other stuff going on in San Francisco associated about races that we produce for other organizations. Right. So we're excited. Mainly I'm excited about Wildflower and getting, El Nino's coming, so we don't know what could happen. The lake could be so full that be all the way up to the Lynch launch ramp, and our swim boy, the picture of the swim guy, which is right at the highest level, maybe he'll have his toes in the water or something. I don't know.
So when would you, if we have a heavy rainfall this winter, is there a chance you'll be back at the normal swim spot?
Yeah, because the lake doesn't have to fill up to do that.
Right.
We only have to have, 25% of the water in the lake. It's like filling up a bathtub,
Yes.
You pour the water in and it fills up the whole length of the bathtub, and then it goes up from there. So we only have to get up, 25 feet, which seems like a lot of water, but there's a good chance that could happen.
I love that. That is awesome. Terry, for somebody who's been doing this for so long, does it ever get old? Or is it still something that when you go out to Wildflower, it's, it just brings back such great memories that you just love it?
Yeah, well, I'm probably crazy, but I really love what I'm doing. It's about, serving people and putting on great events. And, I tell everybody, that, when I go to the start line of Wildflower, which will be 32 this year, last year when I got there, I was excited as I was the very first year. And for me now it's a lot different because, the first years it was, me running around like a chicken with my head cut off, doing everything by myself.
Right.
You know how race directing is, right?
You have you have your chalk and your cones, and you just
chalk
go out.
And cones.
Your chalk and cones, and you're good to go.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing it long enough that my theory is that, when I would do something, I'd do it wrong, and somebody'd say, "Well, you know what? I think I can do that a little better." I said, "Okay, that's a good idea."
You're in charge of that now.
Yeah, and then there would be another area that I would do, and somebody'd come along and say, "I probably could do that better." I said, "That's great. You're in charge of that." So what I've done is I've been at it long enough that all the areas have somebody else doing them, so I don't have anything. All I have left is government permits and bookkeeping.
I love it.
And nobody's offering to do those. No,
nobody wants to do that stuff. They want to do the fun stuff. That is great.
No, I have Colleen as my, the president of our company, and we have an incredible. I think we have the best production team, really in the world.
Yeah.
Because to watch them set up an event, operate an event, and take down an event, and the way that they take care of people and they do everything. And, it's even like years when the drought year and, the year we had the rain and we had the change of courses, the night before the race starts, to watch a team, do that and be able to handle all those challenge is incredible. You know, they're just, I just can't say enough about the Cal Poly students and all our staff and all our volunteers that come in from all over the place. You know, you come in and help, you know, do the announcing on the stage and, you know, all the people. And to me, it's like, at Wildflower, it's like reunion. Going to a family reunion,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Well, and one of the other thing I love about it, too, is you've got so many of these collegiate kids and the clubs coming in that might, a lot of them, it's the first time I've ever done a triathlon.
Yeah.
They don't know anything about the sport. And then they walk up these stairs, and on the stairs are basically all the champions, and you're talking everybody from Dean Harper, Mark Montgomery, to Paul Newby Frazier, to Terenzo Bazzoni, to Chris McCormick, the greatest legends in the history of our sport have all gone up and down, you know, those hills. And I always talk about how some courses are just, you look at a lot of courses and you talk about what are signature moments on those courses. And you've got a bike course that's an epic bike course, and you've got a run course that's an epic run course. And when you have that, you've got it all. So folks out there who have not done Wildflower before, just try California.com for all the information on all the events, Terry.
Yep.
Love that. Terry, as always, thank you.
I think Wildflower is opening in the next week. I'm not sure, but I know that before December 1st, it'll be open and ready to go. And
love it.
And
I think you opened up.
People that can get going earlier. Yeah, we opened up Alcatraz on Friday. So
nice.
I don't think it's sold out yet, but I think it's because it was only 900. I think it's probably half or three quarters.
Wow.
Down the way in just a day or two. So
love it. Well, congratulations on that, Terry. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Terry Davis, the legend of Wildflower, we call him. Terry, thanks for everything you do.
Thank you, Bob.
The ultimate family business. When you go to Wildflower, you become part of Terry's very large extended family.
That's for sure.
You're the best. And thanks again for all the support of Challenge Athletes Foundation over the years.
We love that group.
You guys have been the best right from the beginning. You guys didn't hesitate to get involved and support our athletes. We, again, are brought to you by Ironman U, EverySite.com, RunCatalina.com, our Challenge Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $70 million to keep athletes in the game of life through sport. Check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com or on iTunes, where we've had over 700,000 downloads. And don't forget, TryCalifornia.com to sign up for the best events in the state of California. T, you're the legend.
Thanks, Bob.
A pleasure.
You and me will get old together, okay?
Exactly. I love it. We'll be out there at Wildflower another 20 years going, wait, who's got the chalk? Who's got the cones? I think it's time for us to go and take a nap.
Yep, that's for sure.
All right, hold on, everybody. Okay, we'll be right back.